Yeah, I thought Adam, he battled. The leadoff air obviously kind of hurt us early, for the most part, I thought Adam, made progress today. His stuff is there. I think he's just going to continue to execute and command, and I think that's the next step for him in this progression.
Lemoyne's outing, but how would you evaluate Lemoyne's outing, and what does that do for you, just knowing that you still have 7 more games left to play before an off day, just to save the bullpen?
Yeah, he did a tremendous job today, and he has. I mean, he's throwing the ball well. He provides us that, what I talked about in spring training, that length down there, that one-plus guy. He gave us almost 3 today, and you can't ask for more than that. Mole coming in, in a big situation, and getting out of there without any runs, gave us some momentum, and ultimately we fell short, but again, gave ourselves a chance to win the game, and the bullpen was a big part of that.
There's been a couple times that Mole's come into like middle inning situations, and is he that kind of a guy where he uses like that fireman type?
I think we don't have roles down there, and we're trying to align these guys with our best matchups, and in that situation, and in these situations that we've used him in, we feel confident in his ability to come in. He had success last year with inherited runners, and he's continuing to do a good job.
Pretty gutsy effort by your team on defense, end of a 10-game road trip, guys are tired, legs are tired, what does it say that they were still selling out for balls?
Yeah, I think obviously 10 days on the road, this being the last one, they didn't give up. We were down early, we fought back, we grinded out at bats, the energy was still really good for the end of a 10-day road trip. And it's kind of, you look for that day off tomorrow, but I think the energy will be there tomorrow with the opening day and going home.
Mm-hmm. And Tony Kemp was kind of all over the field. He made 3 straight plays to stop those runs. He stopped, a ball that was hit pretty hard, that was blocked. When you see him dig deep and go hard for those defensive efforts, does that send a strong message to some of the younger, unproven guys on your roster?
Oh, the whole roster up and down, and I talk about it a lot, I continue to talk about it and preach it, that this team fights, and they don't take plays off. They've shown an energy about them throughout this road trip, and again, Tony displayed that today, which is a good sign. I couldn't be happier with the club's just energy, effort level, fight through these 10 days.
Is there as much to be taken out of maybe the losses as the wins, just in the fact that there were games where you came back late, or it seemed like in every game that was a loss, you were able to kind of have an at-bat lead where it was a potential tying run, you guys on base?
Yeah, the record may not reflect right now how well I feel we played on this road trip. We touched on playing a clean game. We didn't play clean today defensively, and that did hurt us. It's an area that we stress that we want to play good fundamental baseball. Errors are going to happen, though, and that's just part of the game. So, we'll continue to work. We'll continue to get home and work on the things that we feel we can continue to get better on, and.
From an opponent's perspective, what makes Alek Manoah difficult to face?
Well, obviously he's had a lot of success against right-handers. I think he crowds righties with the two-seamer, mixes his pitches. There's really not, a count that you can say he's 100% going to throw fastball or slider or change, and he keeps hitters off balance. So I think he's obviously a big presence on the mound, and he's got good extension, and he knows how to pitch.
Hey.
Thanks very much.
Guys. Yep. Safe travels.
You too.
Good luck.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.